more men I saw, the more I pieced together categories of humans that I never knew existed. There were the men who were incredibly excited about the fact they'd once been to Las Vegas. There were the guys who were obsessed with the fact that they lived in London, which made me nervous that they would forego a pub or bar for a first date and instead choose hiking up the Millennium Dome or abseiling down the Natural History Museum. I kept seeing Festival Man, a bloke who worked in IT by day, wore glitter on his face by night, who saved up all his holiday allowance to go to 5 festivals a year. There were the men who lived on canal boats, enjoyed fire poi, had had a taste of harem pants and looked like they wanted more. There were the hundreds of men who feigned indifference to being on links, some of whom said that their friends made them do it and they had no idea why they were there, as if downloading a dating app, filling in a profile with copious personal information and uploading photos of yourself was as easy to do by accident as taking the wrong turning on a motorway. There were the men who wanted you to know how they'd read and continue to read a lot of books, and not just the ones by Dan Brown, real ones by Hemingway and Bukowski and Alistair Campbell. There were graphic designers. Jesus, there were so many graphic designers. Why had I only ever met a handful of graphic designers in real life, and yet I had seen at least 350 of them on this dating app? The saddest category I'd noticed was the left behind guys. They would not have been aware that they gave off any particularly melancholic personal brand, but they did. They were normally in their late 30s or early 40s, with big grinning faces betrayed by their half-dead eyes. Photos showed them giving a best man speech or reverently beholding a friend's baby during a christening. Their fatigue and longing were palpable. They came up on average every 10 clicks, and each one broke my heart afresh each time.